Entangled in your sweaty embrace, lying in what remains of the bed where we did better. Sheets twisted beyond all recognition, blankets thrown to the floor. The lamp in the corner we toppled to the wooden floor, blinking on and off in spasms. Collateral damage of our most recent skirmish. I feel your hand around my back, holding my trembling body, cradling it into your arms, sustaining it with heat and reassurance as I shake. My head rests on your chest, limp and weary after overpowering your defenses. The heavy thud of your heart rings in my ear, sounding like water. Slowing down after a great victory. My hand holds the back of your head, runs my fingers gently over your scalp. We look into each other's eyes with tenderness, adoration, love. Yes, we are allies now. Of course, secretly, we were always on the same side. The battle began this morning. It was all in the way you looked at me before you left for work. It was my day off, and I wore my dressing gown and nothing else. Although we had breakfast together, you still looked hungry, and I made it my mission to tease you, opening my dressing gown, revealing just enough of my thigh and cleavage to leave an impression on you. I was so certain you'd take me there and then, if only you didn't have to go to work. Your reluctance to leave made me smile. I admit that I teased you mercilessly during the day, sending you quick text messages while you were at work, describing how little I was wearing, writing suggestive puns about how I couldn't wait for you to come tonight, calling you up on your lunch break and whispering in your ear how badly I wanted you home so you could use me. Then I told you all the ways I would enjoy you using me. Sideways, 69, from behind, against the wall, anything, as long as you came, and came hard. Then, the final assault. I sent you a picture of me in my underwear. I could imagine you, wound up tighter than a drum at work, fit to burst. Just the way I like it. So, when you came home, well, there was little chance that you wouldn't be in attack formation. But just to be sure, I sat on the couch, reading a softcover book. Naked. My opening gambit. When you slammed the door shut and stalked towards me, I kept my eyes on the book, with a little smile playing on my lips. You growled at me about how I had driven you mad with all the teasing, all the texts, the picture, and all that time I carry on reading with that little smile. You get more and more and more worked up, demanding I stop reading and look at you, let you see more of my body. Oh no. If you want to make this conquest, you take the first step, darling. The final straw comes when I deliberately lick my finger and use it to turn the page. You dashed the book to the ground, grabbed me by the shoulders and kissed me. Oh, and how you kissed me. Your tongue thrashing around, pushing against mine. Your hands on my shoulders, pulling me into your wild embrace. Locked into passion for almost a minute, then you pulled away. And I saw it in your eyes. You were ready for war. Still smiling, my eyes full of lust, I whispered the first words in my watch. You grabbed me roughly and kissed me, running your tongue wildly against mine, letting your teeth bite on the skin of my neck. I tore at your clothes, ran my hands over your shoulders and chest. I felt your hands squeeze my breasts. I pulled your head back, then started to lick and bite your neck and chest. And you moaned with pleasure as I tantalized your nipples. I grinned. This is all too easy, I thought. I will conquer you. My hands fumbled with the damp belt of yours. Thankfully you helped me. And before I knew it, you had stepped out of your trousers and stood there. With your huge erection. I worked my way back up your chest. Your lips. Another kiss. This one so powerful, it could convert dust into diamonds. I briefly saw stars before I could gasp the next words on my watch hand. Use me. You snarled at me with mad lust in your eyes, and I felt a wave of excitement. My stomach dropped. You grabbed me at the shoulders and hips and spun me round to face the sofa. My heart started to beat double time, and I couldn't help but smile as you pushed me, my hands and arms stretched out to grab the back of the sofa, my knees on the cushions, my thighs open. You came behind me, started to bite and lick my shoulder, my back. Lightheaded, my brain drowning in endorphins, feeling I was wanted, desired. Then I felt your hot, wet tongue on my clit, and I shuddered with the pleasure. I moaned. I often moan when we're together, sometimes to encourage you, sometimes because I like the sound I'm making. Sometimes because you drive me wild. And sometimes because you are making me so damned horny. I can't stand it. I feel like my body is going to explode. So I have to moan, groan, whimper, scream, anything to keep myself from passing out with pleasure. Oh, this was one of those moments, as your tongue glid back and forth over my clit. I moaned with a primal urge, with a desire to be used as your fuck toy. Suddenly, the battle didn't seem so decisive after all. Shake. Oh, it was all I could then just hang on to the sofa. Then you started stepping at my pussy with gently nipped my clit. I started panting, shouting, begging. Then you stopped. And I screamed at you to continue. Nothing. I looked back at you with wild eyes. You were standing looking down at me with a laugh. Smug grin on your face, and you know you've got me where you want me. I begged, I beseeched, I pleaded with you. Please, finish me. Finish what you started. You grabbed me, put me upright, turned me to face you and kissed me with the last. I pushed my tongue into your mouth, tasted myself on your tongue. My hands clawed down your back, leaving marks on your body as I tried to grind my pussy against your cock, trying to finish myself off. So desperate. Wanting to feel everything you allowed to let me feel, just wanted. I'm so desperate for everything you are willing to give to me. Then you pushed me away from you. I looked into your eyes with an expression of hurt and confusion. You grinned. It was my turn to grin, because that's where I love to be. I'm so hungry for it. I put it to my lips and pushed my head around, halfway down your length. I ran the flat of my tongue around. Round and round and round, feeling your balls tight. I was overwhelmed by that cock. It slid down and down, past my mouth and into my throat. I swallowed a few times, letting my throat muscles massage. Drove me crazy with lust, just filling me with your cock. I love it when you allow me to do that, and you let me service you. I get so wet, I can feel my juices run down my thighs, just gagging on your cock. And I started to gag and cough. I came up for air, but I was swiftly back down on your cock, licking, sucking, swallowing, gagging, coughing, spluttering with your pre-gum and my own drool, gathering at the back of my throat, running down your balls. Over the sound of slurping, licking, and my heart roaring in my ears. I heard you groaning, moaning, shouting my name. You let your hands fall away from the back of my head as you got closer and closer and closer. And I wanted. I get my revenge. In one smooth move, I let your cock fall from my mouth, stood up and grabbed your balls. You yelped and it purred my pleasure. I looked at you, quizzically, raising my eyebrow, letting my eyes say, "Well, what are you going to do?" And in answer, you grabbed my hand and led me to the bedroom. All I can think and say is, "Yes, fuck me, please." We stumbled into the bedroom, locked in your embrace, tongues sliding together, my hands fondling your cock and balls, one of your hands netting my breast, the other grabbing my ass. We knocked over the lamp in the corner, trying to find our way to the bed. Once there, the battle began in earnest. You threw me onto the bed. I was so wet, you slid your cock into me. And you began to fuck me. There's not much time to hold back anymore. We just wanted. We wanted so much. It's not. We cannot hold back anymore. We want to destroy each other. We want to claw against each other. To smash our skin at each other. And we kiss each other. Our teeth clashing together. Our bodies smacking against each other. Your cock inside of me, fucking me hard, using me like you want to use me. And I want that so much. I want you to destroy me, to wreck me, to ruin me. And we continue that game. To make each other crazy, to take each other to the edge, then retreating, because we don't want it to be over, we want it to continue, we need each other so badly. But finally, you fuck me from behind, one hand around my throat, choking me, but not too hard. Even in savage war, you always take care of me. You growl in my ear about my sexy body and how much you enjoy using me, how much pleasure I give to you as a fuck toy. And that's all I want to be for you. Your words, your hot breath in my ear, your sheer primal ferocity. It drives me over the edge. Finally. And I shut my eyes and I scream as I'm pushed beyond my limits into poor. gentle, kind kisses. You ran your hand through my tangled hair, fondled my throat as if it was made of delicate china. Laying your arms, basking in the sensations of my orgasm, of your side expressions of love, of your touch, I opened my eyes, and I found that the animal who had waged war on me had been replaced by a saint, a lover beyond all comparison. Shaking from my orgasms before, but now I started to tremble with exhaustion and emotion, and you pulled me towards you, guided my head to lie on your chest, and stroked my hair and the back of my neck, softly, tenderly. We are too passionate to ever have simply diplomatic relations. This battle might be over, but the war will start anew. Thankfully. But now you stare and we look into each other's eyes. You kiss me tenderly, pull me closer to you, caress me, grip me, and then we make love, not war. So